Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aaron Katursky is joining us next on this story. The Department of Justice filing a major antitrust suit against Google. Aaron, what's at stake here?
Susan, good morning. I think at stake is the future of how big tech operates in this country. If the Justice Department is successful, experts say it, that this lawsuit could rival, and you can see again my dog very excited, the Justice Department could force Google and other big technology companies to really reform the way they've conducted their affairs. And this has some bipartisan support. Both Republicans and Democrats have been concerned over the years that Google is operating largely free of government regulation, unlike many other industries. And Google's counter is, look, our service is free. Customers use it because they want to, not because they're forced to. But the government says that Google, over the years, has spent billions of dollars to make sure they're the default and that other competitive search engines are free, frozen out.
You sound very calm there. That might be a burglar in the background. But, you know, when we're talking about this lawsuit, it brings into question, I think, maybe the focal point of a lot of these questions, whether we're talking about Google or Facebook or, you know, Apple, any of these big tech companies, when it comes to monopoly issues, is, well, they are a you know, private company. They're able to do what they want, but they've become kind of this utility in a way. And where do you draw that line?
Well, and look, as the headline, I think, of the New York Times business section this morning puts it, it's Google's world. We're just living in it. And Google, along with Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, dominate American life and global life in ways that we may not even realize, and yet operate largely free of regulation. And many critics say that the laws just haven't kept up with the technology. And we've seen that in a number of different spheres. Law enforcement complains that wiretap laws have not been updated to include, cracking into you know, our smartphone devices. But be that as it may, the Justice Department says that Google, over the years, has engaged in a series of anti-competitive practices that allowed them to become so powerful and build the empire that they are. Google, for its part, says that this is a deeply flawed lawsuit. They will fight it, and my gosh, do they have the resources to fight it with $162 billion in cash, you know, just kind of sitting there waiting to hire some lawyers.
Can anything really change as a result of this?
Well, look, in 1974, when the Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against AT&T, Ma Bell broke up. So we're not sure whether the Justice Department might seek to break up different parts of Google, to separate its search engine from search advertising and digital search. It could seek other remedies as well. The Justice Department did not outline them, but also said nothing is off the table.
Aaron, thanks so much for the update and a little bit of a look at what exactly is at stake here in this case, the Department of Justice against Google, making headlines yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.